Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. I am Professor Alex Chakrabarty and I will be talking about how to be happy from a programmed body hormone and brain receptor standpoint. I have more than two decades of teaching tens of thousands of students who are placed around the world and who have been successful entrepreneurs, successful corporates, successful in every field. So along with my friends, I'll be talking about my experiences from teaching tens and thousands of students across the entire globe. The podcast topic today is how to be happy. Now let me go straight to the very important lessons. Mainly, there are four hormones that are our body's happiness chemicals. They are dopamine, oxytocin, endorphin and serotonin. So when you remember it, you can remember it as DOSE, D-O-S-E, DOSE. So dopamine for D, O for oxytocin, S for serotonin and E for endorphin. So whenever you want to think about, you know, how to make myself happy, think about DOSE, D-O-S-E, DOSE. Okay. Now what are they and how to have the brain, you know, secrete these chemicals? So first of all, dopamine is the reward chemical. You can have the body secrete dopamine by doing the following. First of all, rewarding yourself for some past achievement and mentally patting your back. Thinking about those past achievements will definitely give you happiness. Secrete dopamine. Secondly, achieving small tasks and completing goals. Even, you know, smaller tasks and then completing them gives you happiness. Eating food at the end of some work as a hard-earned reward. Taking breaks after some work progress as a reward. Completing self-care activities like exercising, making small projects or artwork or some hobby projects. Completing them is actually rewarding them, okay? So that will give you that will secrete dopamine and that give you happiness. The next happiness hormone is oxytocin. Oxytocin is the love hormone. You can have the brain secrete oxytocin by doing the following. The physical touch like hugs, pats on the back, socializing with friends and family, petting cats, dogs, and other domestic pets. Helping others and seeing their smiles, seeing their gratitude, all these things help secrete oxytocin, which is again the love hormone. Now for S, which is serotonin. Serotonin are the body's mood stabilizers. You can get them by the following. You can go outdoors in the nature, in sunlight. You can be mindful, you can be meditation. While doing meditation and mindfulness, you will definitely secrete serotonin and help stabilize your mood. Of course, outdoor activities and playing in the outdoors like football, cricket, baseball, all these things, hockey, they all secrete serotonin, which are the body's mood stabilizers. The next one are the endorphins. The endorphins are the painkiller chemicals. You can get the body to secrete these hormones by doing the following. Number one is exercising. Number two is listening to music, watching sitcoms, watching movies. All these things secrete endorphins. Reading jokes, laughing at them. Telling situational jokes for everyone and making the situation humorous. This will secrete endorphins, which are the painkiller chemicals. Now, in general, this topic has been studied by various research groups, by various of my students and myself. I have found myself and I have given my students these small tips to make them lead a happy, fulfilling life. In general, if you find activities that you like, that will make you happy. Okay, so that's number one, in general. Number two, in general, is fulfillment. Being content and gratitude makes us happy. Don't compare with others. Try to compete with yourself and try to be a better version of yourself. Practice gratitude for what you have instead of regretting of what you don't have or worrying about, you know, what might happen. Just think about what good could happen. Okay, what are the activities you are doing and how good things can happen, how good things have happened in the past makes us happy. Number three is feeling wanted, feeling appreciated, and feeling recognized makes us happy. Number four is having a purpose in life and working every day towards that purpose makes us happy. Number six is physical activities, from doing chores, running, walking, gardening, cleaning, cooking makes us happy. Number seven, hobbies. Hobbies makes us happy. Hobbies like photography, videography, art, crafts, making podcasts, making video logs, etc. make us happy. Next point is socializing with friends and family make us happy. Okay. And finally, going on trips, vacations, all these things make us happy. So I hope that you will again, you know, refresh your memory and do all these activities that make you happy. Whenever you are feeling sad, you're feeling a little bit down, you can think about how to hack those brain chemicals and make you happy. Okay. So thank you everyone for listening to my podcast, and I will again see you soon in the next podcast. Thank you so much. Bye for now.